No one is unaffected by houselessness in Hawaii. There's a panel coming up this weekend that could help those in Honolulu to understand the issues a little bit better. It's called Home Free, Aloha in Art, a panel at Honolulu Museum's Doris Duke Theater, Saturday, tomorrow, 1 p.m. One of the organizers is Josiah Coria, CEO of Tyrell's Angels and also CEO of Pu'uhonua Trade Masters. Well, gee, Josiah, I'm so glad to get to talk with you because how long have you been working out there at Pu'uhonua?
Since 2012, I've been working with them.
Uh-huh. I can tell that you've assessed a situation and strategically decided where to put your energy, Josiah. And it's so cool because through Terrell's Angels, you're putting it toward youth. Through Pu'uhonua Trade Masters, you're putting it to job readiness.
Yes.
Tell me about what's needed in these areas now.
Yes, I'd say definitely a lot more training. You know, these guys, we get a lot of donations, you know, especially with clothing, with food. You know, but it's not really helping them in the long term process. For them to be more self-sustaining, you know, we need to get better at training them in different types of life skills, you know, resume building, work ethics, you know, personality, getting along with other people, you know, different areas, skills, and education to expose them to more different things in life so that they're not stuck in this way for the rest of their lives.
Oh, wow. So how can we start providing that?
You know, a lot of people are really excited at first to hire homeless people or houseless people. So, you know, I created this job so that I can give them this opportunity and also the job experience so that in the future when they try to get better careers that they have this time where they can write job experience on their resumes.
Do you need mentors? Who are these people who can help, you know, bring this along here?
Yes, definitely anybody who has a type of skill that we could that could be taught to these people, you know, even with resumes or I've been partnering up with different organizations, but even just other employers who want to do like little field trips, internships, you know, even these guys are willing to work for free at times, you know, they just need that job experience and volunteer hours to show the proof, you know, that they're willing to work. The biggest thing for them is just the consistency. Yeah, because a lot of people come over there and a lot of different organizations just come for a day. You know, they say that they're going to help them in these areas, but it's not too often when they come back. You know, we get a lot of help during the Christmas times, especially, you know, the holidays. There's been so many people coming in and out that they kind of have trust issues at a point, you know, because you know, it's hard to really know if people are going to continue to come back or not, you know.
How are things feeling out there?
Oh, it feels really good. Like, honestly, I always tell people, you know, especially my mom, who's always scolding me for not going to church. You know, I'm always like, Mom, this is my church. You know, it's kind of like a spiritual place for me to really, you know, do God's work and really help people out the best way I can. You know, I love being there. Like, I sleep there most of the week. I still have my own house. But I feel more comfortable sleeping over there with them, you know, more connected with them to show that, you know, I'm willing to be one of them and help them from that point of view, you know, and it's just really comforting to be there around those humbling people. I feel like they teach me a lot.
Thank you so much, Josiah. I really appreciate talking with you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you.
It's Josiah Coria. He's chooses to live out there at the Pu'uhonua o Waianae, there at Waianae Boat Harbor. He's the CEO of Terrell's Angels. Now, he's one of the panelists tomorrow at the Honolulu Museum's Doris Duke Theater. Another of the panelists is the leader of Pu'uhonua o Waianae, Twinkle Borge. You know, help me, Twinkle, get a grip here just by using the right words, okay? Houseless works better for you than homeless?
Yes.
Is that the best?
Yes. I prefer using houseless instead of homeless. Even when I go out, I share. I usually let them know houseless.
Help us to use the words that you know, just leave some of those old ideas behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I remember this first guy I did an interview with, and he was like, what the hell is this? This is not a homeless encampment. And I said, hey, why you got to talk about us like that? And I said, first of all, we're houseless in our own homes, you know. I said, and just try to live. You know, not all of us make that income to get into one place or anything. So what we do have, we turn it around.
Help, you know, people have seen some videos and so on, but you tell me, Twinkle, describe where you live. Take me through a little bit.
I believe we live in one village. You know, here we do have meetings here every month, just to keep everybody on top of things and what is going on. And our homes, I believe they should build it according to how they want it, to give them that little peace of mind in them. Our village, you can walk through our village, everybody knows everyone. You know, and if someone is in distress, everyone will come out to help. That's how it should be. Especially for our kids here, they are like our number one priorities. You know, for schooling, for Josiah setting up mentors for them to help. Just in case we're missing anything else, we do secure our village so at least the people feel that little bit safer. Because it can get crazy out here, you know.
Is it safe there in the village?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The city has been doing a lot of sweeps in our area. So we do recognize a lot of unfamiliar faces. We do try to see how we can help them, or if we can bring in an agency to help them. The only thing that breaks my heart is when I see new kids coming in.
Oh, and what happened? Where do they go?
Usually we will help them build up the areas. If not, I will bring an agency in to help them get into shelter, you know, to see how if they wouldn't mind doing that, trying to help them get back on their feet and whatnot. So, yeah.
What are the basics for building their area?
The basics, usually, like wine I store, they have pallets on the outside, free for everyone to take. So we would usually take the pallets. Josiah's dad, he usually brings rugs, so we'll build the foundation out and help them out. We do have people that also donate tents. You know, we'll just build everything from pallets to make our walls and makeshift a home.
Mm-hmm. And you're having an open house?
Yes, on November 3rd. Open for the public to come in and see. We are also trying to bring in one of our homes. A prototype of what can become. So hopefully the guy that we are working with, Cliff, that he is able to trailer out a home for us. So at least we can give the people a vision of what can be. You know, what full home can come to and what can come to life. You know, I believe so much that the people deserve a lot. You know, but first of all, we got to help them recognize what is going on with them besides besides us. Like for me, I'm houseless by choice. I do have a home. I've been out here since 2003. Even when I do go home, you know, my brothers and my sisters, they would tell me come in the house, and man, I would just laugh because I am more comfortable outside than being in a home.
Mm-hmm. Do most of the people there at Pu'uhonua or Waianae feel that way?
Some maybe need a little bit more help, a little bit more push, you know, to get them back on the street. To get back into working, get them back into school. We have helped a lot of our young adults to get back into school, get their GEDs. Usually I find one sponsor for them to help pay for their books and whatnot and get them back going, you know. Whatever that happened in their life, I just want them to know that we can push forward. You know, you don't need to stay bottom.
So you're saying If that life suits me, I could. It's been there for so long already, the village.
Yeah.
I mean, you've had kids grow up. They successfully can go to school. They graduate. And then you're saying they can start a working life.
They went into college. They got a better life. And most of them is working now. That the students that did come from here, about maybe 2-3 years ago, we did have a summa cum laude that came out from here.
Really?
You know, and... even for my kids, even the ones that we take care of here, if they come home with 1D, it's like we all failed, you know? But I have high expectations for our kids. They come home with more than just a 3.5 average. They come home with higher average than that GPA average. So I'm proud of them. You know, if they need any help or anything, we will always be there to assist. we'll always bring people in if they're failing. Throughout all the years that I have been here, maybe 200 plus, we got into homes, got back into jobs. You know, so as they leave, someone's coming right in, taking their spot.
How many do you have there now?
Right now, honestly, about almost 260, 270.
Growing?
Growing.
You're saying that you you have some designs for shelters that you like, that could be built there?
I know the state would never let us build here, but I don't know. To me, I think maybe we got to just show it, you know, that it can work.
How are discussions going for another location?
We're still in negotiation of that. There is a couple of sites that we are looking at. I have another group that is helping me with that, Hui Aloha. They focus on that. I focus on the people.
Mm-hmm. The open house. I mean, I can't wait. I mean, it's so nice of you folks to offer that.
Thank you. You're more than welcome to come even before the open house. I never do have a closed door policy. I'll invite anyone and everyone in, you know, just hoping and believing that they have a better understanding. When I first became houseless, you know, I met a family who was here 16 years that lived out in KLs, and throughout that whole 16 years, they had the kids there, and I was like, wow. I never thought houseless community was actually this big. I mean, I was born and raised in town, so I hardly seen that around us until I moved out to the leeward side.
We're going to keep learning. We're going to keep learning from you about this. I guess the first way, a good way to start, is just head out there November 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
See you out there at your place.
Yes.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Have a beautiful day.
Twinkle mentioned a volunteer group she's working with. Excuse me. Hui Aloha. James Kushipa volunteers with Hui Aloha. He's been developing friends in houseless communities since back in 2015. There's a panel coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You've got representatives from some of these far-flung encampments represented on the panel. What's the idea here?
I think the idea is just to offer people a way to learn about houselessness and the experiences of houseless people and some different solutions that may not come from what you read in the paper or see on the news about homelessness and housing. I guess one of my big takeaways from the time I spent on the street is that there's so much that the quote-unquote average person, there's no way we would know about the experiences of being homeless or things like why people don't go to the shelters after a sweep. There's also a lot of positive news about the work people are doing to try to build community on the street, and not just within camps, but between camps and people around camps, housed neighbors, businesses in the area. That's part of what I think we'll explore.
Are these encampments connected?
They're starting to be. And they're starting to be really primarily because of the work of Twinkle Borge and others at Puhonua Owainai to reach out to other houseless camps.
Well, the holidays are coming up, James.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be wondering what they can do.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, when people find out that I have been doing this work for a few years, they'll often ask me, "Well, what's the solution?" And I've started to sort of rethink that myself a little bit. You know, I think we might need to reframe the problem a little bit in terms of, number one, just affordability, and how do we create a situation where people can actually afford to live in Hawaii?
How do we start to do that?
Well, I think we got to talk about it as a community, honestly. I feel like when we say affordable housing, we have in our minds a certain type of housing for a certain subpopulation of people. And really the root issue we need to grapple with as a community is we have a cost of living and a cost of housing that has been moving out of reach for most working people in Hawaii for the past 15 years. And what do we do about that? We've had conversations about affordable housing and homelessness, but we haven't had a community conversation about that. I guess the second thing is on the reframing is clothes, food, all those things, volunteering, they all matter. But the one step I would encourage each of us to take that's a little bit further and maybe a little bit different is try to connect with someone person to person. You know, try to meet somebody on the street. And you don't have to be best friends or swap life stories, but acknowledge them as a human being. And if a conversation starts, be open to the conversation. I mean, you know, I've been doing this for a few years now, and a group of volunteers has been doing it with me. And we don't have any program to offer. We don't have any services to offer.
Well, how do you strike up a conversation?
We go out with a coffee traveler and, you know, a box of malasadas or Spanish rolls, and we just go tent to tent and offer people coffee. And I know from having spent some time on the street that hot coffee in the morning is a real luxury. And people are excited to have a cup of coffee, and they want to sit and talk story. And honestly, you know, I've asked people on the street, one of the questions I ask people on the street regularly is, you know, what do you need? What is the solution? You know, from your perspective, what is the solution? What are the needs here? And the response I get most often is, we just want to be treated like human beings, you know? And it's great that someone is out here just talking to me like a person versus driving by and staring or glaring or shouting things out the window at me or walking past and ignoring me. You know, it may sound like a small thing, but I think it reframes the problem really as we got to get back to building community. You know, we're so separated from each other right now that these big issues, we're never going to tackle them unless we can talk to each other. You know,
it hurts to ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Geez, thanks so much, James.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Houseless leaders speak tomorrow on a panel at the Doris Duke Theater, 1 p.m., and all are invited to visit the open house at Pu'uhonua Owai'anae next Saturday, November 3rd, between 10 and 2. Find out more on the conversation page, okay? And now for a fine close to this segment about our community here in the 50th state. Let's enjoy what thousands across the world have been savoring all week. From the ball field at UH Manoa, Willie Kay delivered the national anthem.
And the whole